Section 13, Holiness of Life. Light amid darkness.
The Lord has let his light shine upon us in these last days, that the gloom and darkness which have been gathering in past generations because of sinful indulgences might in some degree be dispelled, and that the train of evils which have resulted because of intemperate eating and drinking might be lessened. The Lord in wisdom designed to bring his people into a position where they would be separate from the world in spirit and practice, that their children might not be readily be led into idolatry and become tainted with the prevailing corruptions of this age. It is God's design that believing parents and their children should stand forth as living representatives of Christ, candidates for everlasting life. All who are partakers of the divine nature will escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. It is impossible for those who indulge the appetite to attain to Christian perfection. You cannot arouse the moral sensibilities of your children while you are not careful in the selection of their food. This world is a training school for the higher school. This life, a preparation for the life to come. Here we are to be prepared for entrance into the heavenly courts. Here we are to receive and to believe and practice the truth until we are made ready for a home with the saints in light.